With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tomorrow is the day that New York Republican George Santos could be kicked out of Congress. Accused of misusing campaign funds, he insists he has done nothing wrong, but he may be expelled nonetheless.
If I am to get expelled tomorrow, I will be number six in the history, the first Republican and the only one without a conviction or without being part of a or without having committed treason.
Santos has been indicted on charges of campaign finance fraud. Israel and Hamas agreeing to a 24-hour extension of their Gaza ceasefire, now in effect for a seventh day. More hostages were freed by Hamas yesterday, including an Israeli-American mother of three whose husband remains in captivity. Israel also released additional Palestinian prisoners. As the truce was extended, terrorists struck at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Two gunmen killed, three people wounded, a half dozen others. The terrorists died in a gun battle with Israeli security forces. One of the most consequential figures of American foreign policy in the 20th century has died. Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, was 100 years old. Also at SRNnews.com, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure cooled a bit last month.
Prices were unchanged from September to October, down from a 0.4% rise the previous month. Compared with a year ago, prices rose 3% in October, below the 3.4% annual rate in September. It was the lowest year-over-year inflation rate in more than 2.5 years.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ford says the six-week auto workers' strike cut sales by roughly 100,000 vehicles, costing the company $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 205 points, the Nasdaq 13 points higher. This is SRN News. A Catholic women's college will begin admitting men.
No, St. Mary's College of Indiana is not going co-ed. Officials there say they will begin admitting men who are living as women. A break from Roman Catholic doctrine, you say? St. Mary's doesn't see it that way. College President Katie Conboy cites the recent actions of Pope Francis, who hosted a luncheon for a group of men who are living as women. The pontiff is also allowing transgender people to serve as godparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Dozens of students took part in a walkout at a South Florida high school a day after staff members were removed as officials investigate allegations of a boy being allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. That would be a violation of state law. The principal and four other staffers at Monarch High School in Broward County have been reassigned pending the outcome of the probe of that incident. This is SRN News. That's what you call a close call. We're learning more about an airport near miss earlier this year.
The Austin, Texas air traffic controller who cleared a FedEx plane and a Southwest Airlines flight that used the same runway says he couldn't see the Southwest jet because of thick fog, and he thought it would take off quickly enough to clear the runway for the FedEx plane. But that didn't happen. Fortunately, the FedEx pilots saw the Southwest jet at the last minute and aborted their landing, averting a disaster by about 100 feet. The NTSB made the details public Wednesday and will likely determine a probable cause for the incident next year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Japan has suspended its own Osprey flights after a U.S. Air Force Osprey based in Japan crashed into the sea during a training mission. Tokyo is also asking the U.S. military to stop all Ospreys operating in Japan, except for those involved in the search for victims of the crash. More details at SRNnews.com.